A lot of interesting debates going on in the group this morning. Let's see if his minds are cooking. Mine's a little bush this morning, but I just want to jump on here on my way to work while I have these thoughts in the car, so I put this little freaking mount in the car so I can talk to you guys. A lot of times I'm getting posed questions about building RAS, and guys will ask me countless times over and over again during class and on the breaks, hey, how do I know what I have? What do I do to get more? I have a coworker that thinks it wasn't enough. Here's a cool little quick tip that will help you become a really, really stellar, effective person, police officer, in building your RAS. If you feel like your RAS is vague and you have somebody who's willing to speak with you on the side of the road, here's my answer to you. Ask questions. The more questions you ask, the more you beat up their story, the better it's going to look on camera and in your report. The best interdictors are the guys who ask the most questions. If you think you're having a problem building RAS, one thing is you're probably not conscious to what you're seeing and experiencing. So you got to start to understand what you're seeing and experiencing. That begins the point when the perp or the defendant or the actor spots you and cites you as a law enforcement officer. A lot of things will begin to happen at that moment, that junction. And all the way through up to the point where you're beginning to make contact and begin questioning, there's a lot of stuff that's happening. You got to pay attention to vehicle behavior, personal behavior of somebody, you know, psychological behavior, and then verbal behavior. That all builds up to reasonable suspicion. That's everything. And then your training experience comes into it. You can explain what this was happening is what you didn't, you know, this is indicative of this and whatever. Sorry, turn my head down. I'm trying to get in my car. Those are the things that you guys really have to focus on. So my advice to you is this: ask questions. Don't ask vague questions and go in for the kill if you don't have any PC when you first start, or your RAS may seem a little weak. Learn how to be a good report writer. What does that mean? If you stop a car and you start asking questions, which you can, you're allowed to in New Jersey, ask questions unrelated to the stop. Hey, where are you guys coming from today? Oh, we're coming from Saucasana, New Jersey. I just picked that on the top of my head. Okay, cool. Where were you guys in Saucasana? We were at the bagel place on Main Street. Oh, okay, what'd you have to eat? What I have to eat? Yeah, what'd you have to eat there? Was he with you? What time were you there? You know how many times I beat up? And that's just the first question of how deep you should go with it. So when you get to be a good interview on the side of the road and you can ask those questions, you have confidence, it comes with practice, guys. If you watch the videos that I do, you know, it's everything they volley up to me as an answer, I slam it back in their face because I know they're full of shit. So, you know, you could play dumb. You don't have to be a tough guy with it. It's just, oh, okay, well, you know, you just said before you had a bacon, egg, and cheese, but he said that you guys didn't even go there. Like, did you eat that this morning? Well, like, I went yesterday. Okay, answers like that. So when things like that are occurring on a video and some subjective person, whether it be a coworker, a supervisor, or somebody, you know, along the judicial process, like an assistant prosecutor, attorney general, district attorney, judge, defense attorney, somebody reviewing their own stuff, they're going to see this and go, all right, well, this guy did a really good job. Like, he clearly knew there's something wrong here. The answers are awful. You want to make it so that anybody can understand what's going on. This way, when it's played, if you ever have to go to trial on it, which you shouldn't have to if you do a good enough job, if you ever have to go to trial on it, I mean, it's like an open, you know, like, you're going to play this out for people to understand. And the most basic, I think anybody can watch a video of a good interviewer and, you know, somebody who's giving bad answers and being able to explain that's not a problem. So that's not the only video I'm going to do today. I'm going to talk today about a New Jersey case, and that's just for everybody around the country. Hopefully that brings value to you. Just learn how to be a good question producer and how to pose a lot of good questions to people on motor vehicle stops. You'll beat their stories up. And even in any realm of life and police work and whatever it may be, you know, it's so that's my explanation for you. I will come back later. We're going to talk about New Jersey versus Houston. It's an appellate division case, which somebody brought to my attention yesterday from December of 2017 regarding probable cause, some of the advice I've been giving, and it's really good that the stuff that I've been telling you, so it just solidifies all the things I've been telling you about your probable cause in New Jersey and getting consent with probable cause. Let's see, James, can I have to get some flannel if you come to Indiana? Is that cold, man? I'm leaving, flying out Sunday to go to Indiana. Is it that cold? And for the guys who are watching this, I said it in a video yesterday, I just want to rant too hard about the haters, but anybody who's coming to New Jersey from out of state and like taking a journey, I'm not talking about the guy who's driving 15 minutes over the border of New York or the guy who's driving 30 minutes over the, if you're driving 3, 4, 5 hours to the training, to my 2-day course, you can come for free. You know, I get that there's a stress behind having to pay for hotels and driving and gas and travel and airfare. Anybody who wants to come out of state to New Jersey to take the 2-day course and don't feel, I think it's really New Jersey tailored. It's not. You're going to get stuff out of the class. We do a lot. We do some New Jersey case law in the beginning. Stuff is talked about. If you really want to see the out-of-state program where we have redacted a lot of New Jersey stuff from the state, the 2-day program, you know, try to find an out-of-state. If you have to travel super far, specifically into New Jersey for one of these classes, unfortunately, out-of-state ones are, you know, we have minimum numbers we have to hit because we have a full business we're running here. There has to be revenue so everybody gets paid in the company. But if you're a couple guys and you're driving from New Jersey, guys come from Georgia, right? You're coming for free, brothers. So with that being said, I'll see you guys later. I'm going to do a video later.